Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Y'all take your darts over here pretty seriously, huh?
This and what's the billiard game y'all do that sounds like a brand of cookies?
Snooker?
That's it. That's the one. Yeah, boy.
Who doesn't love darts?
Everybody loves darts.
Everybody loves darts.
I love darts because I think it is a great idea to get intoxicated and throw sharp objects.
Well, we're going to fight. All right, hold on. You just throw them in one direction. Don't walk in front of the darts and everybody's fine.
That is the number one rule of Flight Club.
Flight Club.
The number one rule of Flight Club is don't walk in front of the darts. I'm super excited about this.
We are. There is a new concept that is coming to Clayton. And in fact, it is opening. I guess today is the grand opening, right?
Tomorrow,
or is this a tomorrow's the grand opening, but this is like it's happening soon. So Flight Club is an upscale darts concept. And it will be opening in Clayton again on Friday. And with us is the Vice President of Marketing, Kim Shute. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did.
I did.
Thank
I got
you
it right.
So much.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I always doubt myself. And I doubt my darts ability. So
I would say he doesn't doubt himself enough, to be honest, but you got it right this time.
You know what? She's not wrong. So tell us about Flight Club. I know about it from Chicago. Here's what I know. It started there, right?
It started in London.
Okay, okay.
The first one in the United States was in Chicago, so that's where you heard that from.
I know that probably two or three times a week, I see friends posting photos from it, and I've not ever been there myself, but people love it.
And I saw it very organically, like walking, running down Forsyth, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's... What is Flight Club? Because it was the location of Flight Club here in St. Louis is the old, oh my gosh.
Cantina Laredo.
You're blowing it.
Cantina Laredo. Yeah, okay. Yes. Yeah. I was like, the Mexican restaurant on Forsyth.
So tell us
what is it? Yeah. I saw the signs.
Yeah. So it's very high technology darts, but first and foremost, a really great cocktail bar with really great food. So I think a lot of people picture the dirty carpets, the smoky walls, when you think of darts.
Yeah.
This is not at all that. So this is going to be really fun, high technology. So you don't have to track anything. No chalkboards at Flight Club, which is how you would typically track when you're playing darts.
That's how you get stabbed, because somebody walks up to the chalkboard to mark and another person
throws. You know what? I have done that at Blueberry Hill.
Yeah, exactly.
I have impaled. You don't want to impale.
Yeah, you don't want to get impaled.
So should we consider this the low risk darts place to go to in Clayton?
Yes, the high end low risk.
Yeah. High end low.
There you go.
Wow, that you should save that.
New tagline.
Yeah.
Well, you're the Vice President of Marketing. You could do something about that.
Just writing this down right now.
Yes, I know. We're really good at slogans, so you can hire us if you want. But okay, so what, like you said, it's the tallies are electronic?
Yes. So we have six games. So we don't have any traditional darts games. We have all games that we've developed or Flight Club has developed. So what it is kind of like a play on really different things. So one of my favorite games is called Demolition. And I love it because it counts the score no matter where you hit it on the board. So you don't have to be good at aiming. So it's very approachable for anyone that's not necessarily good at darts, because I personally don't know a lot of people that are like, well, I'm very good at darts.
Right.
And so it's very approachable for the normal human. And so our games are a lot of fun, very interactive like that.
Okay. And so are you throwing traditional darts?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
They are very real darts. They are blue, which is unusual for darts, but that's how our technology works. So we are accurate from 0.002 millimeters up to that. So it's a very accurate dart. But it is a real heavy metal dart.
Wait, so when you say they're blue.
Yeah, that was my question. What does that mean?
They're literally blue. And so
the pointy part is blue.
Yes, the pointy part is blue. And so that's how our cameras can pick it up to make sure that it's tracking accurately.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking of, at first I was going to say feathers, but darts don't have feathers. They have the tail.
The fins?
Yeah. The fins, yes.
Yeah.
I am loving this conversation.
Yeah. So you came in to talk to a couple of dopes.
Yeah.
I hope you know.
So well, because it's fun.
It is.
Darts is fun and Flight Club is fun. And that big, beautiful space, on Forsyth, has been empty.
Mm-hmm.
And so for it to be something actually cool and not something boring like a bank.
Oh my God, everything becomes
a
bank.
I'm all kidding aside, this is great to have that there. And it's a beautiful space.
It is. And there's that beautiful patio there that when it's not very cold outside like it is right now, it's going to be just a great spot to have a cocktail and have some bites to eat.
But there won't be like outdoor darts.
There's no outdoor darts. No, unfortunately, just indoor darts.
So you mentioned the demolition game. What else is there?
So another favorite of mine is Killer, which is you're basically attacking some person or everyone you're playing.
And I want to play.
I highly recommend it. Brings out the competitiveness in the group. And so you have to be able to hit a specific spot that's assigned to a person. And then if you hit them enough, then they're out of the game.
This sounds like so much fun.
So you can single somebody out that you hate the most.
Yes.
And I want that game.
It's
very spiteful.
It is, which is why I love it.
I love spiteful games.
I knew you would. You're going to go
play Killer.
That game. Yeah. You also mentioned that you're first a cocktail bar, like
correct.
Specialty drinks. What kind of drinks do you guys have?
So we have 8 specialty cocktails that we curated. We spent a lot of time developing them. We just wanted to make sure there was a nice variety. And then we also have it so that every single one of those specialty cocktails can be made into a spirit-free option.
Okay.
So it's not as easy as like, oh, well, we just took out the liquor and swapped it for an NA liquor. We completely made the drink, so the flavor profile's still there, and you feel like you're having a cocktail without the actual alcohol.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so we put a lot of emphasis into that program. Of course, we also have the full bar, so if you want something other than the specialty cocktails, we can make just about anything.
Yeah, I like the cocktail with the fun in it. So you have those. That's good.
Cocktails with fun come, absolutely, yes, we have those.
I'm interested in this technology. It says it's proprietary dart tracking technology developed by a NASA scientist.
Correct.
Who's this NASA scientist?
Who's the guy?
So
the
I don't
girl.
Have a lot of information on the NASA scientist. That all happened way before I came along.
That's sketchy.
And I also feel like, hold on, yeah. Listen.
I'm just throwing out stats.
Why are there so, I feel like the NASA technology is too many places.
I do too,
it's everywhere.
Because I worked
material on the space shuttle.
What are they doing?
Listen, a lot of people have worked for NASA. So
apparently,
there's a lot of people that can help out with really cool things.
And when you retire from NASA, you go make darts.
Exactly.
That is actually it's very cool. Which part of the technology is the NASA part?
So it's the tracking.
Okay, the tracking.
Yeah, the tracking piece. And then the games were developed from someone else, but it's the accuracy of the tracking.
So
this is so much fun.
It is. So, you have the Chicago location is the first. I know you have others around the country. How have they done? I'm assuming they've done well if you're you continue to expand, but how do the locals embrace it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have venues in a bunch of major markets, and so we're really, really excited about St. Louis and Clayton, especially because of, the foodie scene that you guys have here, and that seems to work really well for our other venues is the cocktail scene, the foodie scene. The hardest part of my job has been exploring Clayton and St. Louis and testing out those cocktails and the around. And so I'm just so grateful to be here with them. But the other venues do really well. We have one in Vegas that's just, Vegas.
Yeah.
Right.
So, they do really well.
Well, and it's okay. I'm assuming Flight Club, does it feel kind of like a bar where there are televisions, sporting events going on? And that Clayton has a lot of great foods and cocktails. Mm-hmm. Clayton is not known for being casual fun. This is a place that Clayton needs. And then also because of its location that you can get there from the county, you can get there from the city. And so I love that it is a fun place to go and hang out without it having to be really formal dining.
Right.
So you can swing by Flight Club. It's not it doesn't have to be a big formal experience, which I think sometimes intimidates people.
Right. And when we were coming into Clayton, too, we want to make sure that we are to the level of food and beverage that everyone here is used to. So we don't want to rely on the game because we don't need to because our program is really good. But the game is a really nice added bonus because it is just something fun to do, something different.
Is it? I know you said it started in London. Do you know much about the history of how it started in London? Because when I think of England, I do think of the dirty, smoky, carpeted, like pub, English pubs.
Right. No. And so that's how it started, is two guys got together and they're like, we could do this better. Why don't we create something? And then they did.
They hired a NASA guy.
Yeah. And they were like, you know what would make this really great? Let's hire someone from NASA.
Yeah. I would not have jumped to that, but they did.
Yeah. And so, and that's kind of how it started. And so it started in Shoreditch, which is in London. And they have several locations now. And then there's also locations in Ireland and Australia as well.
Oh, wow.
This is very cool.
If you make it in Ireland, you have to be good.
Well, I actually think they open next week in Ireland, so I'll let you know.
Oh, nice.
They do seem like they'd be very skeptical and fickle or whatever.
Protective?
Yeah, the Irish.
So I think that's awesome. I think the fact that Flight Club is London originated, all over the world, going into Ireland, to me gives it like a credibility that just through the roof.
Well, and if you, when you come in and you see it, because you're coming tonight, obviously. We have, it's a very much of a London pub vibe. Mm-hmm. We bring over a lot of the detail items from London. So you'll see there's little statues and everything all around. The decor is very hard to explain without seeing it, but it's like a wow moment when you walk in. And a lot of those items are from London, but then we also take pieces from the local area. So we also have a room that's like a nod to St. Louis with the musical instruments. We also have the hot air balloons in one of the areas up on the ceiling. And so it's very whimsical, fairgrounds, fun. It's something very different.
So do you do like private parties and that sort of thing if people are interested?
Totally, yes. So we do a lot of corporate events through all of our venues. The way that our space is laid out, it's very intimate and it's really nice. You feel like you're all together, as opposed to you could go to another place where you're sitting at a dinner table or a dining table, I should say. And, you're over there, way on the other side, and then someone is next to you and then you're talking to them the whole time. It's like a perfect mingling spot where you feel like your whole group can connect together.
So the website is flightclubdartsusa.com, and then there are different locations. Correct. You can find your location. It is an upscale darts concept. Can the low-life scumbags come in too?
That's Ranji.
Like, so me, I'm not very upscale. So.
No, it's really for everybody. Okay. It's, you don't have to be super dressed up to come or anything like that.
Perfect.
We just have an elevated offering, and it's just very casual fun. And yes, there are TVs.
I mean, I'm very upscale. You just can't tell because my clothes are baggy.
That's what that means. Flight Club, it opens in Clayton. It opens tomorrow. We are looking forward to another cool thing happening in the St. Louis area. Kim Shute, thank you for coming in and telling us about your new place.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.